Elokei Yaakov. Yaakov, the Bechir HaAvos, the third, the one that concludes this formative period of Jewish history, the one who is the synthesis between Avram and Yitzchak. Yaakov, who forges his own pathway. Yaakov Avinu, who, when we invoke his name, we try and emulate his midas and try and access Hashem's shefa, Hashem's abundant blessing, through walking along Yaakov Avinu's path, the path of truth, the path of balance, the path of splendor, the path of Torah itself. The Pritzadik, the Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin, explains the Yaakov Avinu says, Elokim Haroi Isi Ma'idi Adayem Azeh. That's Yaakov Avinu. He understood that he could do nothing without Hashem. Hashem is all-powerful, and we ourselves are powerless. All we can do is to allow Hashem's power to work through us, to allow our egos to step out of the way, to feel humble in front of Hashem. Yaakov Avinu says, Katonti mekol ha-chasad mekol ha-ames, she-asisa savdecha, to feel overwhelmed by Hashem's abundant goodness. Elokim haroya osi, says Reb Tzadok, that my hishtadlus never actually achieves any results. It's all Hashem. Ezri me'im Hashem, or you say Shemayim va'aretz. It's Yaakov's words. How are we meant to understand that? Isn't that the point of tefillah? To realize that there is no cause and effect in this world. That we think that we act and our actions have consequences. In reality, the whole yesod of betachon is to realize that our actions don't create consequences. Rather, our actions allow consequences to happen. The difference is subtle but vital. It's not that we act and the outcome of our actions is the results. Rather, we act and Hashem is the one who provides the results. It's just that Hashem doesn't provide the results and the positive outcome if we don't act, because otherwise it will be a complete nace. And therefore, it's not that our actions create outcomes. Rather, it's our actions allow outcomes to happen. How much hishtadlus are we therefore meant to do? Enough that it wouldn't be an overt miracle for the result to happen. And therefore, our hishtadlus itself, our engagement in this world, is a mere smokescreen to allow the results to happen. What enables the results to happen? Our davening to Hashem. Our connection with Hashem. Our awareness of Him in our lives. As we daven the Shemona Esrei, it's important to recognize that the outcome of every single action or endeavor that we're engaged with is in Hashem's hands. Therefore, it's critical that we daven. Elokim haroya osi. Yaakov Avinu realizes it's all Hashem. His actions aren't creating outcomes. Rather, they're enabling Hashem's outcomes to happen. Rabbis machshavis b'levesh v'atzas Hashem yisakim. The outcome of every endeavor is always in Hashem's hands. When we daven from that place of attachment, we can start to access the pathway of Yaakov Avinu.